98.7 FM and 1400 AM. News Talk,
WANI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Mindy Street with me as we're talking the Carey Center for the Advancement of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Studies. Did I get that correct?
It is a mouthful, yes.
That is a, it's funny because whenever somebody asked me the other day when you were coming in, because just a background on this. Mindy came, of course, I'm aging both of us by this point. Mindy came in and was an intern as I was headed out.
Yes.
Did you intern with Mike's campaign, or were you interning with the network itself?
Network itself.
Okay.
John Cole and the team that was doing,
yeah.
That was my first experience with cold calling.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Well, I knew I wanted to go into... I'd majored in mass communications.
Okay.
Or they call it...
At that time,
it was radio, television.
It was RTVF, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I knew I wanted to do sales or fundraising, and you know, you got to learn how to hear no somehow, and that was a good introduction to that.
And now that's what you're doing. You're asking people and fundraising and trying to raise money and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, and outreach, and now just really trying to make, all of it's trying to make an impact.
And I say this tongue in cheek. I had a presentation with Kim Hendricks the other day, so we were talking about you a little bit. And she goes, and it's funny because people have said this over and over, and I said this to you in email too. I said, she's the new Sid. Those who are curious, is Sid James held this position before, but I guess congratulations is in order.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, she retired, And yes, she was the founder of the Carey Center and the Women's Philanthropy Board. And so, yes, I'm the only the second person to sit in the seat.
Are you working out of that office at South North College?
I am. Our office is based in a historical home built in 1848 that sits just past the depot. I always say she's old, she's full of character. But it takes a lot of love and time to take care of her.
Is heater working?
It is.
Okay.
Upstairs has central heat and cooling.
Oh, it does.
Downstairs does not, which is where my office is. So on a day like today, I'll have three different types of heaters going.
You're like Tracy up front. I usually turn her heater on in the mornings whenever I can. So, well, let's talk about some of the events that are going to be taking place and what all is coming up. Because, I mean, that's one of the reasons you reached out was you got some stuff coming up just around the corner, right?
Yeah. Yes, so just to give a little overview, the Carey Center for the Advancement of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Studies is a center housed under Auburn University's College of Human Sciences, and we provide outreach through three different divisions. The first one is Women's Philanthropy Board, the second one is Community and Collegiate Programs, and then our third is Youth Programs. So all programs focus on financial wellness, philanthropic engagement, and nonprofit leadership, where we're empowering all generations to leave enduring legacy. But the first thing I wanted to share with y'all today is a big event we have coming up on February 11th, hosted by the Carey Center's Women's Philanthropy Board. So it is called our winter event, and we will host this at the hotel at Auburn University, again on February 11th, and it is featuring the Countess of Carnarvon as our keynote speaker. So for those of y'all who don't know who the Countess is, she is the woman in charge of Highclere Castle, or better known to most of us as the famous castle from the TV. Downton Abbey. And so her story that she will share will honor the legacy of the many who came before her. But while she also honors the past, she's also ever planning thoughtfully for the future. And before her, we'll have two presentations from an estate attorney and an appraiser. Their sessions are called, I kid you not, Your Kids Don't Want Your Stuff and Why You Should Have Inheritance Conversations Now. And then the day will conclude with an afternoon tea, of course, featuring also...
That's the Downton Abbey thing.
Yes. But along with the Countess, who will be signing her books at that time and interacting with our guests, we'll also have some Auburn University students who have created their own legacy while they've been at school at Auburn, including our very own Miss America 2025, Abby Stocker.
Okay. She's been on here.
Yeah, I'm sure she has.
Yes. Friend of the program. As we like to call it, which now you are, friend of the program.
Well, in her book signing, we'll have her newest book there, and it's called A Year at Highclere, and it's talking about secrets and stories from the real Downton Abbey, and it'll be on sale that day, and it isn't even released in the United States yet, only, I believe, in England right now. And then I also want to make sure that men know they are welcome, too.
Yes.
So we actually, the women's...
It's not just a girls club.
It's not. All of these things.
I'm going to cut you off. I'll tell you this. It's because I did a little work in between jobs under a non-compete and all that. So, which I discussed earlier with the lawyer that was in the room, or the judge that was in the room, who was a lawyer. And so I did some nonprofit work, and I went to one of these seminars, and I did think it was hilarious because I got such a welcome... Because I was one of the few men that was there at it. But there were probably, I don't know, that year, there were probably 1,000 people there, 1,200 people there that were at the particular event, the nonprofit event that you guys were putting on in the seminar. And because it was through the Carey Center. And because it was right when they introduced the degree for nonprofit studies.
Oh, yeah, our philanthropy and nonprofit studies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now we have a major and a minor in the College of Human Sciences. We sure do.
And so that was kind of a kickoff to let everybody know that you could major in it. And so, I'd say out of 1,000, there were probably, I don't know, 100 of us dudes.
Yeah.
Turned into a boys' club. We kind of congregated during breaks.
Yeah.
So, hey, how'd you get into this? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, because we realized that, I mean, this is important to men, too, we've created a men's auxiliary division of the Women's Philanthropy Board, and that started, I believe, in 2014, and it's a way for men to support the organization's mission as husbands, fathers, sons, friends, but they recognize the importance of women and any individual as independent financial decision makers and donors, and they want to invest in what we do, which is educating, enabling, and inspiring its members and the community to learn about how to be better prepared and philanthropically engaged.
Yeah, that is awesome. So we're talking about Mindy Street. We're talking Carey Center of the Advancement and Philanthropy of Nonprofit Studies. We'll have more in a moment. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. A break and then right back.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We continue with Mindy Street as we're talking all kinds of programs that are going on. I'm just going to say through the Carey Center. Yeah. I'll let you, when you give your speeches, give the whole rattle off the ordeal, because I literally have to have it pulled up so I can read the whole thing.
We call it just the Carey Center.
Okay, I was just making sure. You were talking about some various programs that are coming up. You have more than what we've discussed thus far.
Correct.
And so I'm gonna. You have got a whole host of notes. She's very prepared, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. But I love it. I love the fact that you've got all this information in front of you. But what else are you guys looking at doing?
Well, so many people, because Women's Philanthropy Board was our flagship division, don't know that we have two other divisions. So one of our, I would say, getting very well known is our Community and Collegiate Division. Mm-hmm. And so we actually just last week kicked off our first ever nonprofit development meetup in partnership with the new Nonprofit Center of East Alabama. Have you heard about the new nonprofit? Okay. So we are partnering with them. These monthly lunch and learn style meetups are designed to bring together nonprofit professionals from across the region for meaningful professional development and networking. So each month we will feature a guest speaker sharing practical insights to help strengthen nonprofit organizations and expand their impact in East Alabama and some really into Georgia. Our next one is actually Tuesday, February 17th. Mm-hmm. Registration is required, but they are free and lunch is included thanks to generous sponsors. So if I can give a little plug, any of you are looking for a great sponsorship opportunity to support worthy nonprofit organizations, please contact me at the Carey Center. You can go online, or my number is 844-919-9199. And additionally, the same division hosts free monthly virtual programs. Do I have time to talk about
that? Yeah.
Okay. So these 1 hour sessions are designed to help nonprofit professionals deepen their knowledge, strengthen their organizations, and build a lasting impact. And if you sign up and you can't actually make the live session, register anyway, because you'll receive the presentation slides or recording of the session and any additional resources shared by this expert speaker. All these programs take place via Zoom, and our next one is Thursday, February 12th.
Okay.
And so you can find out more about all these educational opportunities and more by visiting the Carey Center website. Mm-hmm. You can just Google Carey Center, Auburn University, College of Human Sciences, or go to our Instagram pages. So Carey Center's main page, which includes posts from every division, is Carey Center CC. No, forgive me. Carey Center's main page is AU Carey Center. The community and collegiate page where you can find out about the nonprofit work is Carey Center CC. But again, all that's on our website and easy to find.
It is, when you kind of got into it, because you and I were talking, I mean, you MassCom/communications/RTVF.
Yes.
Don't they even call it something else now?
I think it's media studies.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's media, because we got two new part-timers that are starting, and they told me what their major, and I was like, I have no idea what that is. And they were like, it's in communication. I was like, I got you. heading into this nonprofit world and working at the Care, I mean, and you and I mentioned just during the last segment, I mean, when they first started a major, have you been shocked at what you've seen, like, as far as the nonprofits and people getting into this? And because it... I'm gonna say it. In the late 90s, early 2000s, it was like, don't go into nonprofits.
Well, right. And I always say I wish that had existed when I was in right. college. I think I might have stuck with my guns, thinking I'd be the next, you know, Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show or something, and minored in philanthropy and nonprofit studies. But I always have had a heart for service, and most of this generation that's in school today do. They want to make an impact larger than them, and they're usually doing it, whether it's through their sorority or extracurricular activities or just in their own free time. And so it's been amazing to see. Additionally, I think something that a lot of people don't connect to, so for the majority of my career, I've actually been in fundraising. One of the greatest legacies, if I can say, I played a small part in building the Googe Center, which you see today.
That's pretty awesome.
And so fundraising is a huge part of nonprofit work. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the classes actually help prepare students for that. And even if they don't go into nonprofit, you know, learning to make ask or hear no or just be persistent, learning donor motivations or really reading the people the other side of the table. I mean, it's all things and skill sets that serve well in most jobs. But I actually get to teach a class in a few weeks. I'm very excited about it. And to really, for students to understand what it's like to fundraise, whether it's for a full-time nonprofit gig or they volunteer, they sit on a board. Most people in this town are doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. So, Mindy Street with us. We're talking Carey Center. We're going to wrap things up momentarily, but I'm going to have a recap, at least where you can find more information and how you get in touch with them. That's coming up just after this.
Keeping you up to date with the Yellowhammer State. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, wrapping things up. Mindy Street from the Carey Center talking with us. All right, really quickly, as 30 to 40 seconds left, let's talk about how they get in touch with you in order to find out more information about everything going on.
Yes. So absolutely, please visit our website. So just, you can Google Carey Center. Carey is C-A-R-Y, or College of Human Sciences, Carey Center, and you should be able to find all of our divisions and information there. If you want to purchase tickets or sponsor the event with the Countess of the Real Downton Abbey, you can also go directly to, we have a shortened website, aub.ie/WPB tickets, or again, just go to the website, go to Women's Philanthropy Board, you can find us there. Also, all of our divisions and the Carey Center have an Instagram page. We are active on it almost daily. So please follow along at AU Carey Center. And then again, each division has their own page on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.